Hotline. Alex Dono is the host of the wildly popular Locked On Canes podcast, and he also fills in for us occasionally. He will be filling in for me tomorrow, since I'll be on my way to Atlanta to see my beloved AFC Bournemouth Cherries in the Premier League friendly.
And Miss Cherry.
West Ham. I'm not going to see Miss Cherry because I'm not going to Magic City. I'm only going to see Bournemouth and their cherries. Follow Dono on Twitter for all your latest Canes news and notes at Alex Dono on social media. Hello, Dono.
Hawk, hello. Thank you for having me. How are you?
How many Aperol spritzes did you drink when you were in Italy for 7 months this summer?
It was 1 to 2 per night, if I'm being honest. I was rotating between Aperol spritz and also Campari spritz, which is a little stronger. So I was kind of limping around Italy, if you know what I mean.
Aperol spritz is the drink of the summer, correct? It's having a resurgence. Yeah.
Well, especially because you need something cool and refreshing in Italy, because there's no air conditioning in the entire country. So you're walking around in the summer and it's hot outside. There's not enough shade. There's no AC anywhere. So you just kind of sit and drink spritzes everywhere. That's just sort of how you get through the day.
That's how good it is, Crowder. That's how good it is. It replaces air conditioning. Aperol spritz.
It replaces air conditioning.
That's right. That's what Donald just said. Aperol spritz is so. We've had some disputes on this show, Donald, because I love an Aperol spritz, and since I started talking about it, it's really started to blow up. And obviously, you saw it in Italy all over the place. But Crowder tried one, didn't like the taste of it. Terrible. What are you looking at? Is that Donald?
This is Donald. I texted him probably a month ago, or a couple months ago. I'm in FedEx. I'm about to do FedEx, and I see Dono pop up on a big screen TV, and it was a part of the FanDuel ACC network thing. And I'm like, damn, Dono surpassed us. He's on TV now.
Yeah, Dono's doing his thing, man. He's got.
I didn't even know I was on TV. Wow. Nobody told me.
Well, Dono, ask for some more money.
That's all the Aperol spritzes. Lost track of reality. You were in Italy for a long time, man.
Yeah, we were over there for 6 weeks. It was, I mean, we had some places to stay with family for part of the time we were over there. So it's not quite as expensive as it sounds. But yeah, it was too long. Next time, 2 or 3 weeks we go for.
How many plates of spaghetti and meatballs did you have?
So you never pair meatballs with spaghetti over there. You eat them.
I'm not going to listen to this Italian slander.
You eat meatballs and or spaghetti. They're just not in the same plate.
That's the consummate Italian dinner is spaghetti and meatballs. You're telling me you didn't have it while in Italy? Shame on you.
I mean, you could have meatballs for an appetizer, and then you get a plate of spaghetti. You just can't put them in the same plate, or they'll kick you out of the country.
What'd you have for lunch? A gabagool sandwich?
I had a few sandwiches. I think gabagool is New Jersey for capicola. I think it's what
it
was originally.
You are 100% correct. Yeah.
I had a lot of prosciutto.
Dono, is lasagna, is that American or is that like a big Italian dish?
Lasagna is Italian. I don't think they don't eat it as much as like Americans do over here, but you can find it at a lot of restaurants and stuff. It's pretty popular over there too.
Dono's like, I thought I was talking hurricanes. It's a kind of a busy day. I'm taking time out and I'm filling in on the show, but I have more Italian questions. So what's closer to actually being in Italy, Epcot, Italy, or Olive Garden?
I'm going to say Epcot because they do have like this exchange program where they have actual Italian people working.
Oh, exchange program. Those kids are from.
Yeah. Italy. No, I mean, they've got convincing accents. So I think they're really from Italy over there.
And now, go back on the next weekend, Olive Garden, that same guy's working in Mexico. He grew up in Guadalajara. Yeah.
Dono.
All right, let me
it's get Raheem it. Serving me at Benihana's. You want some rice, bro? I don't want rice.
Let me get into the Hurricanes question. I'm just goofing with Dono here. So you were at practice today. What are some of your initial thoughts as we're now exactly 1 month away from opening night. Did you notice today, or is it too early to tell, of Carson Beck, say, being a team leader? Can he be that this quickly?
That was actually one of the big things that I did notice. You know, everybody knows, you should know the context of first practice. Pads are not on, so, you know, there's not live hitting. There's only so much you can take from it. But I thought Carson Beck doing the leadership stuff, I thought it was noticeable today. You know, after every drill, after certain plays, like, you see him take, you know, whether it be one of his fellow quarterbacks aside, or a couple times even he would be, you know, clearly talking with receivers and one of the running backs, just kind of talking through the route, like what he saw on a play, what they did on a play, which I think is a great thing to see. You know, obviously last year, having covered Cam Ward, we all know he was really big on that stuff. But, you know, over the years, I've quarterbacks who maybe weren't all that good with the extracurriculars. But I've been pleasantly surprised with Beck. You know, I had the chance to meet him for the first time at ACC Media Days last week, you know, getting to chat with him at media, Miami Media Day yesterday, and at practice today. And he seems to be fully in tune with the playbook, and he's a lot more of a vocal leader than I expected. Because if you listen to what people were saying about him coming out of Georgia, it is kind of painted this picture like he's just sort of a guy through the motions. At least that's the way I kind of took some of the stuff they were saying. That's not the impression I get from him at all.
Donald, that means something. I'm not downplaying the off-the-field side of it, but you were one of the people, when Cam Ward came in, we have a montage of me questioning, like, bro, this little kid from Washington State that couldn't even start there, and he comes in, you told me, Gino told me, DBJ told me, Josie told me, past all the cute stuff, y'all were like, he can throw that football. Is it the same feeling when you actually watch Carson Beck throw, like when you actually watch Cam Ward throw that ball? Because all y'all were like, Crowder, stop with the slander, because he could spin that damn thing.
Yeah, I'm not going to get too crazy, because, you know, how many different times I watch Cam Ward, and I've watched Carson Beck throw like 25 times today. But with that said, you notice, like, he seems to have NFL caliber arm talent in terms of the velocity on the throws, being able to make every throw. He even said to us after practice today that his arm was like maybe even a little too juiced, like, early on, and then he kind of settled in because he hadn't, you know, thrown that much for months when he was recovering from the injury. He's fully recovered now, of course. But, you know, to answer your question in the best way that I can, after one practice, you can tell the difference between Carson and the other quarterbacks, right? And, you know, all the other quarterbacks, you have some potential, they have some things they do well, but when Beck, they're going through these drills. We were watching a lot of one-on-ones and seven-on-sevens during the media viewing today. He's got pop in his throws, and he's got accuracy, and he's got good command over the middle of the field. And so, you know, if I'm going to truly make a Cam Ward comparison, I've got to watch, you know, probably another dozen practices. But you can see that the talent is there, so I don't think he's necessarily as far away from what Ward was, as, you know, some people might think.
Hey, Donald, on that note, though, like, the guys he's throwing to, I mean, the Hurricanes had to replace Xavier Restrepo, maybe one of the greatest wide receivers in Hurricanes history. And then Elijah Arroyo goes to the NFL. Isaiah Horton is gone also. What's the deal here? I know there's three transfers, but is Joe Trader, like, is he going to be wide receiver number one? Like, how does this stack up? How does that, the wide receiver group, look in your opinion?
Yeah, I think it's going to be a little bit more of a committee approach than it was last year. Like, last year was very top heavy. They had basically four receivers that they used in three spots, you know, with Restrepo never really leaving the field, but then rotating like three guys for two outside spots. I think they have more depth this year in terms of how deep they're going to go in the depth chart at receiver. You know, of course, we're going to need to see talent emerge, because they had a couple guys who really popped last year, you know, specifically Isaiah Horton, who transferred to Bama, and then Restrepo and Jacoby George, who are off to the NFL. But, you know, I'm glad you brought up JoJo Trader, because to me, going even back to spring, he's looked to me like he's probably going to emerge as the top guy. And one of the things we noticed today was it seemed like he and Beck, like, happened to be matched up a lot for the one-on-one drills. Beck was often throwing to Trader, maybe that was a coincidence. I don't necessarily think it was a coincidence. JoJo has really been someone who is, he's been kind of the shining star of that group going back to the spring. You know, they, CJ Daniels transferred in. You mentioned a few guys coming in. Daniels has also shown some good stuff at times. He's a six-year guy. Was at LSU last year? Was at Liberty before that? There's two other transfer receivers that were practicing with Miami for the first time today because they came after the spring. Keelan Marion, really fast from BYU, and Tony Johnson, who is, I think, one of like the committee of guys who's going to fill in for Restrepo. I think they'll use two and three guys in the slot. And then there's even a couple of true freshmen that I wonder how much they're going to play their first year. You know, Malachi Toney was the biggest story of spring football, or one of the biggest stories that kind of took over the spring game. He's, you know, extremely shifty and quick. And, you know, Ray Joseph, who's been with the program for a few years, is going to get some opportunities there. You know, you mentioned Elijah Arroyo, the tight end who moved on to the NFL. There's another Elijah Lofton, who I think is probably going to become the number one target there. So I kind of what I've been saying all offseason about the receivers and the tight ends is I think the potential and the talent is there, but you just don't really know until you know. I know Carson has been working a lot with those guys going back to, you know, I mean, mental reps back in the spring, but since he's been cleared to throw from early May on, I know he's been doing a lot of off-schedule workouts and player-run practices with these guys. So to me, it's just a question of being able to build the chemistry and then hoping that, you know, Kevin Beard, the wide receivers coach, can help guys like JoJo Trader and Nye Carr, some of the other younger receivers, just really develop and develop quickly because they're replacing virtually all of their receiver production from last year.
Alex Dono, make sure you follow Locked On Canes, follow Dono on social media, and listen to him tomorrow. He's going to be filling in for us on this very program from 2 till 6. We appreciate your time, Dono, and appreciate you putting up with our nonsense. But we had a lot of Italy questions, and I'm glad we covered them all.
Oh, I love it. And you made me hungry for Olive Garden, so I might have to look out for that tonight.
Well, get yourself some breadsticks and Aperol Spritz. No. There's really no greater Italian pairing than that.
Amen to that.
Olive Garden, Dono.
See you, Dono.